Blog Talk Radio.
It is I, Sean Van, welcoming you all to a almost New Year's edition of SCW Radio. Of course, this is the first edition of SCW Radio this year. And, you know, I'm not exactly sure how long or short this broadcast is going to go this week. A lot of the intention behind this week's episode is to let everybody know that, you know, I'm sure a lot of SCW fans already know, SCW usually takes the month of January off, a bit of a hiatus. Return in February. It's kind of how things have gone here ever since the beginning. And this year will be no different. We will be taking the month of January off. No SCW events, no SCW radio, nothing like that going to be going on, with the exception of course, this edition of SCW Radio. Keep in mind, guys, I just want everybody out there to know we will be returning in February. The first Saturday in February, we'll be back here with SCW Radio, which... for those of you keeping track, that'll be February the 6th. So, you know, a little less than a month, as a matter of fact, until another SCW Radio. However, you know, just keeping everyone out there updated, the month of January, we always take it off. This year's going to be no different. But we did want to do one more edition of SCW Radio, you know, not only just to let everybody know that, but it's kind of interesting listening to last week's episode, how far SCW has come another year. Picture this company at the beginning of 2015 and look and see where we are now at the beginning of 2016. Each year to me is like that. It's very different. It's very unique. This company kind of evolves every year. And with that said, I think it kind of goes without saying, the first SCW event that will be coming back in February when we come back from this hiatus will be SCW Entertainment's Evolution. That event will be making its comeback in 2016, and pretty apropos, I would say. Now, with that said, you know, Toys for Tots left a lot of questions, and I think everybody out there is really looking forward to the beginning of the year, or more so February, because this is when we're going to find out what's next in a lot of the chapters of these feuds, these rivalries, these stories that have been going down here at SCW Entertainment over the last several months that I think, quite frankly, a lot of them are far from being done. You have to wonder, first and foremost, the SCWX Championship, for example, is completely vacated right now. That championship was cashed in by Sean Storm at Toys for Tots for that main event match against Dean Richards for the vacant SCW Heavyweight Championship. So that title, the SCWX title, is vacated at the moment. It'll be very interesting to see not only who is crowned champion in February, but how they're crowned champion. We do have some plans here that we're working on for that championship, so I think it's going to be very exciting for everyone out there. Now, speaking of the SCWX Championship, you know, that can also lead into the guys that were grappling for that title at Toys for Tots. In Storm versus Storm, I mean Sean Storm versus Tyler Storm. You know, Sean Storm's a guy who kind of put it all on the line, his ex-championship. Didn't come out on the winning end of his match for the heavyweight title with Dean Richards. As a result, Sean Storm is completely titleless now. I think he had a big, nice plan that he wanted to utilize at Toys for Tots, but unfortunately for him, that's not how things went. Tyler Storm, for example, this is a kid who, in my opinion, is going to go places in 2016, especially because of the attitude he has here at SCW Entertainment. This guy is going to go somewhere this year. Bank on that. Dean Richards, the brand new SCW heavyweight champion, he's definitely got his hands full in 2016. I think we can all agree upon that. The way Toys for Tots ended with Dean Richards just getting obliterated by Mr. Smith, Jackson Carter, and TJ Boss, TJ being the brand new number one contender to Dean's championship, it's going to be a very uphill challenge, to say the least, for Dean Richards this year. So, you know, myself and Dean, we've had our words in the past. But I can't take credit for what's going on with this TJ Boss, Jackson Carter, Mr. Smith, calling themselves Black America. I can't even take credit for this. This is beyond my control. And you know, I thought for sure this would get blamed on me. Luckily, it hasn't. But nonetheless, I'm very much looking forward to this new group called Black America and this ongoing feud now for what will be the SCW Heavyweight Championship. Also, speaking of titles, the Tag Team Championships. This is a division that, in my opinion, is wide open in 2016. You got brand new SCW Tag Team Champions in Tony Lycan and Ace Harris. You've got potential tag teams throughout the SCW locker room that either are or are not even being utilized at the moment. But I think that will be being utilized here in 2016, because I think the tag team division is going to sprout when they see the champions, the brand new champions are here. The competition has slimmed down in recent months in that division. And I think we're going to see a reemergence. I think we're going to see brand new tag teams coming together to chase those titles. So I got to tell you, you know, I got all the faith in the world in Lyson Aiken, Lyson Aiken, Ace and Lycan. But these are guys who, you know, they're under my wing now here. So I think everything's going to be going good at SCW Entertainment for these guys. That's just my opinion. I'm sure a lot of people out there would have a different one, but I'll digress. The tag team division, I think, is going to take off in 2016. Me, myself, being a former four-time tag team champion, it's a division that I love seeing competition in. So can't wait to see that one. Well, we'll move on. Another guy that I think a lot of people are talking about, and they're going to continue to be talking about in 2016, is Josh Ramsey. This is a guy who I think has taken SCW by storm. I don't think anyone really expected Josh Ramsey in 2015 to do some of the things that he did. This is a kid who started the year as an SCW official, a referee, and by the end of the year, he is having high-profile matches. He's having match-of-the-night candidates. This is a kid who I think, you know, regardless of my disagreement with his quote-unquote attitude and how he sees things, I can't discredit anything from him, because the kid is going places here at SCW. I really feel that way. Very talented guy, and, you know, just if he would just get his mind right, if he would just realize that not everything is the way he thinks it is here at SCW Entertainment, then maybe, just maybe, this guy could be a main eventer. Now, we talk about titles, and we got to talk about one of the most prestigious titles in all the company. That's the internet title. And that leads us to talking about the brand new internet champion, Carl Hager, and the former internet champion, Cat Daddy. Now, with these two, I think it goes without saying, this is far from over between these two. These two have a feud that is dated back well over a year now at this point. These guys have been going at it in singles matches and tag team matches, for tag titles, for internet titles. It always comes back around to these two. And the way in which Carl Hager became the internet champion, I'm sure Cat Daddy has his quarrels with it. I'm sure that this quiet from Cat Daddy will go away soon. I'm sure he's going to make a statement soon, and I'm sure when he does, he's going to want to invoke his rematch clause for the internet championship. Which, to his credit, he has full opportunity to take whenever he'd like. With that said, Carl Hager seems to be like a different guy now. He has a different aura now ever since winning that internet championship. It seems to me that I think Carl Hager has maybe figured something out here at SCW Entertainment. I think he's figured out what works for Carl Hager, and being the internet champion works because, like I said earlier, one of the most prestigious titles, you know, that this company has to offer. Another guy you got to think about for 2016 is Ben Wright. Very interesting to see where he's going to go from here. We saw, unfortunately, Ben would be defeated in the steel cage by TJ Boss at Toys for Tots, but where do we go from here? TJ Boss has definitely turned his attention to the SCW Heavyweight Championship, and he's definitely had a change of attitude. It makes you wonder where that leaves someone like Ben Wright, who has put on possibly one of the best matches at WrestleFest this past year with TJ Boss, who co-main evented the last event, Toys for Tots, in a steel cage match against TJ Boss. This is a guy who is a star here. Where does he go from here? Now, I may be a little biased, but personally, I say wherever the hell he wants to go. That's kind of his MO. That's what he does. But once again, it begs the question, what's next for Ben Wright in SCW in 2016? I think February Evolution, that event is going to have all your answers and many more. And there's another guy you got to think about what's next for at SCW Entertainment, and that's Bull McBride. This is a guy who hasn't shown his face in this company over, 4 years, randomly appears and attacks me behind a mask at WrestleFest. I give him the floor, an individual who hasn't worked in 4 years, who's not employed by this company, I give him the floor, the mic, in the middle of the ring at Toys for Tots to air his grievances, and he decides to put his hands on me. So I did something that's quite to the contrary, I think, that a lot of people thought I was going to do, and I gave him a job back here at SCW Entertainment. Because I'm smart enough to realize that the only way I can really get back at Bull McBride is to have him in the palm of my hand as an employee. And that's exactly what he's done. He's given me everything I need to make his life a living hell. And if you're asking me what 2016 is going to be like for Sean Van and Bull McBride, it's just that. There's just so much going on in 2016. I think 2015 left a lot of questions, to be perfectly honest with you. We talked about Sean Storm earlier. What could be next for him? He kind of laid it out all on the line, put all his chips on the table at Toys for Tots, and it just didn't pan out for him. A guy like Bryson Willis, for example, who made his SCW Entertainment debut at Toys for Tots and actually had a pretty impressive victory over a former tag team champion in his own right, Del Frito. So an impressive debut for the kid. I got to wonder what's next for a guy like him, too. I think this coming year is going to be very different. And that's kind of a theme we talked about in the early part of the show. Every year here is a completely new chapter, it seems. And I think that if you look at the SCW roster right now, you have a lot of guys who are regulars, SCW originals, so to speak. And then you have a whole other side to the roster of fresh, young face, talent. And 2016 is to me going to be about that. I think the roster is very deep right now. There's a lot of talent in it. And there's so much going on right now post Toys for Tots I think Evolution in February is going to be a fantastic event. No questions asked. Now, really quickly, guys, we want to go ahead and give some social media info out for anyone out there who wants to follow, friend, like, share, what have you, SCW Entertainment, wherever. Now, of course, we've got our official website. You can find that, of course, at scwentertainment.com. We're on Facebook. We are on Twitter at SCW Greenwood. You can find us over at youtube.com/SCW Entertainment, instagram.com/SCW Entertainment. Of course, right here on blogtalkradio.com/SCW Entertainment. And we're over at Tumblr at south-carolina-wrestling.tumblr.com. And actually a whole lot more, a whole plethora of other sites. Google search SCW Entertainment. You can find us. We're pretty much everywhere on social media. And guys, with that said, I think what we're going to do is go ahead and wrap this one up a little bit early. Everyone bear in mind, like I said at the top of the show, if you caught it, if you didn't, just to reiterate, we will be taking the month of January off, as we always do. There will be no SCW radios, no SCW events. All of our social media pages will still be active, so feel free to post, share, like, whatever. But, yeah, besides that, guys, SCW Entertainment taking the month off. We'll see you all back February. As a matter of fact, SCW Radio returns February the 6th, so make sure to tune in for that, and I'm sure we'll have a lot of details about the upcoming Evolution event to take place later that month in February. So with that said, guys, I'm, of course, your host, Sean Van, and until next month, we're signing off.
Three, two, three.